just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And we pray, Lord, that you would write on our hearts today and remind us of who you are. Thank you, Lord. Wants to do some breakthroughs in us. We use that term a lot. We probably use it too loosely, but I think he wants to break through into our understanding even more with the revelation and the claim that I am yours and you are mine. He wants you to really, really know that in your heart and be able to say, I am yours, Lord. I am yours. And you, Lord, are mine. You are mine. And there's no doubt about that. There's no insecurity about that. There's no wavering about that. He claims me. I am his. I know that. Not because of anything I've done, but because he says so. He says so. And he says that he is mine. He is for me. He is for me. He's for you. During some sharing time at the men's retreat on Friday night, somebody brought up, they referred to Psalm 103, verse 10, and I was just sharing the fact the Lord does not deal with us according to our sin. And that might be a revelation for somebody. The Lord does not deal with us according to our sin. Your sin and my sin, it doesn't factor in to his plan. He's dealing with us according to a plan. He has a plan and a purpose that he set in place before he even created the world. And it's according to that plan and that purpose that he's dealing with us. And in that plan, there is an answer for sin. He's made a provision that wipes sin out of the picture. Removes it as far as the east is from the west. Just check it out there in Psalm 103, verses 10, 11, 12. As far as the east is from the west. How far is that? Well, you go that direction and I'll go that direction and we will never see each other again. Never the twain shall meet. So when God looks at us, he does not deal with us according to our sin. He deals with us according to his love, according to his redemption, according to the grace obtained for us through Jesus Christ on the cross.
Worshiping, I felt like the Lord wanted me to speak over you and to you these words. Fix, fix, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith.
Hallelujah. Anyway, we were singing this song, and I've been contemplating again the righteousness of God. You know, Jesus is the righteousness of God. And here's a simple verse that hit me like a ton of bricks recently. And I take it into your spirit and understand this, because we are saturated as a society with all kinds of information and all kinds of other things. But I tell you what, if you can come back to a simple hunger, there's a precious promise to you in Matthew 5. And it says this: blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with righteousness. The righteousness of God. Isn't that exciting?